CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 26th of April 2026. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB board holds its post-AGM meeting. RSGB 2026 convention announcement. Celebrate World Morse Day with the RSGB. Following the RSGB's 2026 AGM on Saturday the 18th of April, the new board met and co-opted Dr. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, onto the board under Article 37. The board then elected Dr. Bryant as board chairman. The purpose of these decisions is to allow newly elected directors to learn more about the society and the board, with the intention that the new board chairman will be elected from within the new board in due course. The RSGB board would like to record its thanks to Stuart for being willing to extend his role in this way. Board directors also appointed Will Richardson to E0WYA to the volunteer role of Executive Director of Strategic Oversight to help drive forward work on the board effectiveness. As announced previously, Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, and Stephen Ramsden, M0CCA, swapped roles after the AGM, so Stephen Ramsden is now Company Secretary and Stephen Purser is Deputy Company Secretary. The board congratulated John Moss, G0KTW, and Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, on their election as directors, and Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB, and Graham Smith, G4NMD, on their endorsement as nominated directors. The board liaison roles are being discussed and will be announced in due course. If you were unable to attend the event live, you can catch up with the AGM at rsgb.org/AGM. Tickets for the RSGB 2026 convention go on sale on Friday the 1st of May, and ahead of this, the Society has made some exciting announcements. Not only has it released the first round of speakers, including one on a highly anticipated de-expedition, but it has also shared details of two new workshops that will be taking place. Will you choose Nano VNA Essentials or AI, the good, the bad, or the ugly? For those looking to extend the weekend's activities, the RSGB has confirmed that it has partnered with the National Museum of Computing to offer convention attendees the opportunity to visit on Friday the 9th of October. The RSGB is delighted that this fantastic annual event is being sponsored by Martin Lynch & Sons and that AMSAT UK will once again be holding its colloquium during the convention this year. The RSGB 2006 convention takes place between the 9th and 11th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Find out more by going to the website under Convention. Tomorrow, Monday the 27th, is World Morse Day. The day honours the birthday of the inventor of Morse code, Samuel Morse, who was born on this day in 1791. The RSGB is continuing its annual celebrations of this day by releasing a video with a question in Morse code for you to answer, which this year is sent by the RSGB CW champion Laura Robertson, MM7BFL. Once you've used your Morse skills to decipher the question, get involved by leaving your answer in the comments section under the post. You could even share a video of you sending your answer in Morse. You can view the video tomorrow on the RSGB YouTube channel or via the RSGB's Facebook, Instagram or X pages. RSGB members, are you planning a trip this spring? If not, why not include one of the Society partner museums? Whether you're heading to West Wales, Cornwall, Suffolk, Dorset, West Sussex or Milton Keynes, you'll be able to save between 20% and 50% on standard admission prices. Visit rsgb.org/partner-museums for your personalised discount voucher. RSGB members also receive free entry to Bletchley Park, which includes the National Radio Centre. Time is running out to be part of the RSGB team that will be going to Austria for this year's Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp. This fantastic opportunity is for radio amateurs aged between 16 and 30. The programme will include activities such as experimenting with underground propagation, summits on the air, caves on the air, as well as having the chance to ascend a 2,000-metre summit in a cable car and make a long-distance VHF-UHF-QSO with your handheld, all in the incredible surroundings of the Austrian Alps. The deadline to apply for this exciting opportunity is Friday the 1st of May. Get involved by going to rsgb.org/Jota-camp and selecting Jota Austria 2026 from the right-hand menu. UK Boaters Historic Counties event will be running throughout May for both activators and hunters. Stations will be on the air to celebrate the unique historic structure of the UK. Most details to be found at ukbota.net/HC26. Did you know that the weekly RSGB news can be viewed on the air and via the web as a television stream? Join Alison G8ROG each Sunday at 9 a.m. UK time for live broadcast of the RSGB news, kindly hosted by the British Amateur Television Club. Go to batc.org.uk/live/GB2RS to watch the programme. Alongside Alison's live presentation, you can view additional text and pictures relating to each news item. The transmission is also relayed via GB3HV in Hampshire using digital ATV. If you enjoy watching GB2RS as well as listening, there's a live digital ATV broadcast from Clive, G3GJA, on the Hull 23 SEMS repeater, GB3EY, at 10 a.m. UK time. If you're not in range of the repeater, you can still watch the broadcast again courtesy of the BATC website at batc.org.uk/live/GB3EY. Now for details of rallies and events, EMC and Compliance International Exhibition will be held at the Holiday Inn in Oxford from the 29th of April to the 1st of May. The exhibition is open to all interested parties and is concerned with the aspect of EMC. For more information, including registration details, visit emcandci.com. The Broadcast Engineering Museums had an open day on Sunday the 3rd of May from 11 a.m. The museum is located at 41 Kappa Avenue, Hemsworth Cliff, near Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, DN21 5XS. Visitors will be treated to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. More information, visit becg.org.uk/events. Thorpe Camp Hanfest is taking place on Sunday the 3rd of May at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattershall Thorpe, LN44PL. Traders can arrive from 7 a.m, visitors are welcome from 9. The entrance fee is £5. More information, visit Thorpe Camp, that's thorpecamp.org. Monday the 4th of May, Dartmoor Spring Radio Rally will take place at the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton in Devon, PL26AL. There will be the usual bring and buy stands, refreshments and free car parking available. The door will be open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and admission is £3. More details at Dartmoor Radio Club, all one word, .uk. Special event news, special event stations OL900CO, OL900JAR and OL900LT are active until December to celebrate the town of Jarama in the Czech Republic. That might be Jarama. For more information, including details of awards that are available, visit hamawards.eu. Saturday the 2nd of May, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, Dundee Amateur Radio Club will be operating from Broughty Ferry Lifeboat Station using the call sign GB1BFL. Station is active in support of SOS Radio Week. Information on frequencies and modes, visit the club's Facebook page. More details available via dundee-amateur-radio.co.uk. DX News, using the call sign GB9IOW, a team of Belgian operators will be active from the Isle of Wight, EU120, from Tuesday the 28th of April to Tuesday the 5th of May. Listen for activity on the HF bands via the QO100 satellite and 23 SEMs EME. More information, visit qrz.com. Paul, VP8KF, is active from Bermuda, NA005, until Thursday the 30th of April. He's operating CW only on the HF bands. The station was spotted recently on the 17 and 20 metre bands. More details at kp9kf.com. Contest news today, 26th, the UK Microwave Group EHF band contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC. All modes 76 to 241 GHz frequencies. The exchange signal report serial number and locator. The SPDX RITI contest started 1200 UTC yesterday, the 25th, runs to 1200 UTC today, Sunday, the 26th. RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. Also today, the 26th, British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 25 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. 75 board RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is your 6 character locator. The UK and Ireland Club DXCW contest started 1200 UTC yesterday the 25th, ends 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 26th. Using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Full rules, including UK and EI area codes, are available via tinyurl.com/UKEICCrules. Tomorrow the 27th, RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your report. Tuesday the 28th, RSGB SHF UK activity contest 1830 to 2130 UTC, using all modes to 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 29th, UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW on the 80 metre band, exchanges your 6 character locator. Thursday the 30th, RSGB 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI. On the 80 metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Saturday the 2nd of May, the RSGB 432 Megs Trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2000 UTC using all modes on the 70 SEMs band and exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB 432 to 245 gigs contest starts at 1400 UTC. Saturday the 2nd of May ends 1400 UTC on the 3rd of May, using all modes on 432 to 245 gigs frequency. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6 metre group summer marathon starts 0000 UTC. Saturday the 2nd of May ends 2359 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of August, using all modes on the 6 metre band. The exchange is your 4 character locator. The ARI International DX contest starts 1200 UTC Saturday the 2nd of May, ends for 1159 UTC Sunday the 3rd of May. CW RITI and SB and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is signal report with serial number. Italian stations also give their province. Sunday the 3rd of May, UK Microwave Group low band contest runs 0900 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also the 3rd, Sunday the 3rd of May, the Worked All Britain 7 MHz phone contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC SSB only on the 40 metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square. Finally, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLO and G4BAO, they write, last week's HF propagation was dominated by the effects of a high-speed stream from a large coronal hole on the Sunday. This pushed the KP index up to 4 and 5 at times, with the result that maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, were lowered. The ionosphere struggled and often the MUF over a 3,000 kilometre path was below 21 megs. Yes, there were some openings up to on the 10 metre band, but they were generally weak. Checks showed the paths opened up to Brazil, Kenya, Chile on the 10 metre band using FT8, but the signals were well down in the noise and barely workable. Get used to this as it could be the norm for the next few years, they say. Meanwhile, the solar flux index increased to 116 by Thursday the 16th of April, no doubt aided by the active sunspot group 4420. Next week, NOAA forecasts that the solar flux index could rise to 125. It also predicts that the KP index may be low due to a lack of coronal hole activity. Fingers crossed that we don't have any coronal mass ejections over the next week. If this pans out as predicted, we could have some decent HF conditions over the next 7 days. The MUF may be lower, but 14, 18 and perhaps 21 megs could be usable, with occasional openings on 24 and 28. DX to be worked this week includes TX9 Whiskey from the Marquesas Islands, VP9KF in Bermuda, 7P8WR from Lesotho, C5B, C5C and C5D in the Gambia, D60DX in Comoros, and JD1BMH operating from Ogasawara. Now for VHF and up, strong region of high pressure will remain with us for the next 2 weeks, so Tropo should be considered a first choice for a little while. The main criteria for the quality of results is moisture. This is because moisture is a component in the calculation of the reactive index of the air. High pressure usually produces dry air above any temperature inversion, but we may not always get the moisture below this inversion. The end of last week was good, with reports of beacons in Norway and Sweden into JO02 on 1.3 gigs because of moisture present below inversion. However, if the dry easterly wind returns, it may not be so good. Meteor scatter should continue to be uplifted by the declining Lyrids meteor stream, which peaked last week, and rain scatter is off the menu since the charts are dominated by high pressure systems. Aurora is showing the occasional weak alert, but apart from the odd fluttery signals on low frequency bands, nothing too interesting at the moment. As usual, watch for the KP index going above 5. Keeping the best till last, we're approaching the period when sporadic E usually becomes a mode of interest. Work is well underway on a rewrite of the PropQuest website, which should be ready soon. This will be the go-to place for daily updates during the 2026 sporadic E season. EME now, and the moon is moving into a lower noise position. Declination is high but falling, and path losses will increase as we move away from the moon's perigee, its closest point to Earth. That occurred on the 17th, Friday the 17th of April. Apogee, the moon's furthest point from Earth and the point of highest path losses, occurs on Sunday the 17th of May. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me, still until next week.